I owe you a drawing of the line. One point, you're going to talk to Dean.
I am.
What are you going to say to him?
Well, I'm going to try and get him around a bit. It's going to be delicate.
Get him around in what way?
Well, to get off this passing the buck business.
That's
a little touchy, and I don't know just how far I can go.
That's not going to help you. Look, he's got to look down the road to one point that there's only one man that could restore him to the ability to practice law in the case things don't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's got to have that in the back of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to know that'll happen. You know, you don't tell him,
mm-hmm.
but you know and I know that with him and Mitchell, there ain't going to be a goddamn question. Goddamn it, if Litchfield gets off with copping a plea and getting a suspended sentence, what in the name of Christ is this all about? Well, what it involves, of course, we have to be fair, it involves the high of the mountains, the king of the mountain, trying to keep suppress the facts and so forth. I think you thought I was sort of being facetious about saying get everybody, all these people, and this includes LaRue and Marion and of course Gombach. They've got to have it, Dean too. They've got to have a straight damn line that, of course, we raised money. Be very honest about it. But we raised money for a purpose that we thought was perfectly proper.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want to shut them up. These men were guilty.
Yeah. Right? Right.
And we weren't trying to shut them up. We just didn't. We didn't want them to talk to the press.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's perfectly legitimate, isn't it? Or is it legitimate not to want
to talk to the
press? I think it is.
I don't have a perfect understanding of the law on that.
And you say that old Nick was really shaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I
told him once, I said, Dick, I said, the real target is Mitchell. He says, oh, no, it can't be. You know, he's got sort of the idea, I think, that probably it's Haldeman or Colson.
Well, I'm sure he's going to call me first thing in the morning.
Yeah. But with him, I would be very tough. I'd say, Dick, let's not crap around. I mean, they're after Mitchell, and they're going to get him at the present time. That's what our evidence, that's what our information
mm-hmm.
indicates. And
mm-hmm.
So here's where we go.
Yeah, he's probably doing a little checking with his U.S. attorney tonight.
You do that?
Oh, sure. Sure. He has to make the ultimate prosecuting decision, or else he has to delegate it to somebody, so he's entitled to...
Your point is that he would delegate it to the dean. I think the dean is the best one to delegate to, rather than John, the suggestion that, well, he'll resign and then we'll put another attorney general. That would be a hell of an admission that, Christ, that we thought...
He isn't going to want to do that, would be my guess. He isn't going to want to resign at this point.
He shouldn't. Well, I don't want to come to think about it. Basically, he should for other reasons, but... Jesus, we could get the Ellsberg case over. I'd just like to get that FBI.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way at all that you're going to talk to Ziegler, that you can get out the fact that you have conducted a thorough investigation?
We'll work on that. I think there is.
I think we have to get that out,
right.
Don't you?
I think so.
The president is calling the signals.
I suspect that somebody's going to put it together. My hunch is the New York Times will. They're going to put together. See, they have the story that Colson was in.
Right. Yes, they know that Mitchell was in.
And, of course, all the wires have that Mitchell was in today.
They have.
So, somebody's going to start stringing all this together.
And so what would happen? You'd have Ziegler or yourself go out and say, yes, I have seen them. Or you haven't done it through.
Well, I think I wouldn't have to say I'd seen them. We could just say that we've had a job of work going on for several years.
You could say that the president, because of the charges that have been made, wanted an independent investigation made. And the order directed you to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You've made an independent investigation of the situation. Because the president wants, if there's anybody who is guilty in this thing, he said he must, through the judicial process, be brought to the bar. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah. Well, or simply to aid you in analyzing. regarding the steps that ought to be taken here. You were being asked to do a lot of
say the president
extraordinary
say,
things.
You could say the president wants this matter cleaned up once and for all.
Right.
But it's been hanging around and yacked about, and innocent people have been hurt in the process, and
right.
Charges being thrown around. Now we've got a judicial process, and we want this thing
beyond that.
Finished.
Beyond that, you've had all kinds of senators and congressmen calling for the appointment of of a special commission and all that kind of thing.
So you're it?
For you to come to any sort of a judgment on those kinds of proposals, you have to have a pretty clear understanding of the facts.
Right. Well, with Dean, I think you can talk to him in confidence about a thing like that, don't you? He isn't going to...
I'm not sure. I just don't know how much to lean on that read at the moment. But I'll sound it out.
Well, you start with the proposition, Dean. The president thinks you've just been a... you've carried a tremendous load, and his affection and loyalty to you is just undiminished.
All right.
And now let's see where the hell we go. And we can't get the president involved in this. His people. That's one thing. We don't want to cover up, but there are ways that he can... And then he's got to say that, for example, you start with him, certainly, on the business of the obstruction of justice.
That's right. That's
say,
right.
Look, John, we need a plan here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Maru, Mardian, and the others,
I'm not sure I can go that far with him.
No. He can make a plan.
I'll sound it out.
Right. Well, get a good night's sleep.
Thank you, sir.